Worst affected areas of Windermere and Ambleside, drivers had to abandon their cars and many spent the night taking shelter in schools and church halls. Stephanie got stuck at a community centre.
Do you know, they've been lovely here. They've brought, all the local restaurants have brought food in, drinks in. We've been really well looked after. The local community have rallied round and brought blankets and duvets and stuff like that.
A German man has died and a British male among two people injured in a knife attack in central Paris. It happened near the Eiffel Tower last night. Tributes are being paid to Baroness Glenys Kinnock, a former Labour minister and wife of ex-leader of the party, Lord Kinnock, who's died at the age of 79. Her son, Stephen, whose shadow immigration minister says she was a truly formidable person. The Israeli military is continuing its attacks on southern Gaza, claiming Hamas militant leaders are still hiding there. The US says Israel must protect civilians caught up in the fighting, saying they have a moral responsibility to do so. In sport, Liverpool are aiming to go second in the Premier League in their home game with Fulham. Live to our reporter at Anfield, Shane Pinnington.
Where's Liverpool 2, Fulham 2, and we've been treated here to two fantastic strikes from Jurgen Klopp's side. Trent Alexander-Arnold's 25-yard free kick put them in front before Fulham stunned Anfield when Harry Wilson tapped home an equaliser within 5 minutes. Then Alexis McAllister's stunning 25-yard volley put them back in front 6 minutes before the break, but deep into injury time, Kenny Tete equalised. It's Liverpool 2, Fulham 2.
Aston Villa, who also have the chance to move just behind leaders Arsenal, are being held 1-1 at Bournemouth, while 10-man Chelsea lead Brighton 2-1. In the Scottish Premiership, leaders Celtic came from behind to win 3-1 at strugglers St Johnstone. Rangers are just kicking off against St Mirren. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yes, it's looking like the rain will continue this afternoon, becoming heavy around tea time, but feeling slightly less cold actually than in recent days. Maximum temperature of 6 degrees. And tonight it's going to be cloudy. There are going to be some further outbreaks of rain, feeling quite heavy at times, becoming breezy but less cold once again. The minimum temperature of just 3 degrees. And tomorrow, rather cloudy, further outbreaks of rain during the day, a breezier day but feeling cold again with a maximum temperature of 4 degrees. And the outlook for Monday to Tuesday to Thursday, it looks rain all week really. A feeling quite dry and cold on Wednesday afternoon after quite a frostier morning, but again wet and windy Thursday and Friday as well. So not great, but we'll keep you posted on the weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Loving being in your company this afternoon, covering Vicky's show. Hope you're well, you're snuggled up in the warm, you're not braving the elements. You don't need to. Do your shopping online today. Just for today. Grab yourselves a snack and a drink. And just chill. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, The Weekend Wind Up, with me, Spencer. You feeling festive yet?
Christmas time to me.
she got lots of different horses by lots of different men. And I say, liberation, sons and daughters, the bush is hot, but in the hole there's water.
Mr. Williams, of course, with Candy. Oh, we love that. Glorious to hear that again. So welcome back, as I said, to this special edition of the Weekend Wind-Up. Covering from Vicky today, Vicky's music mixer, while Vicky's off in Pantoland, enjoying herself and being, I think she's the evil queen this year, so I'm sure she's playing that part with relish and enjoying it. But thanks for your company today. Now, a lovely message in from James. Thank you, sir, to say, really loving your music today. And it's got, you're doing a great job covering for Vicky. Thank you so much, sir. I say, if you like my music, do check out my main show. I'm on a Saturday lunchtime from midday till 3 o'clock, the Weekend Wind Up. And pretty much what you're hearing today, this sort of thing. The thing is, I have a real issue, not an issue, but with music, for me, it's because somebody once said to me, what sort of music do I like? And I think people that know me would say, oh, you like, you know, very cheesy poppy stuff. And but it's not only that. I have a wide, varied taste with music. And one thing I can't stand is snobbery in music. You like what you like, don't you? It's a bit like wine. Bear with me on this. You know, when you get, you know, wine snobs saying, oh, you know, I would only drink this, I'd only drink that. It's rubbish. You might really enjoy the taste of a £2 bottle of wine. You know, if so, drink it. That's it. You know, so it's, for me, music is subjective. If you like a song, you like a song. And if you like a style of music, you go with it. So, yeah, so that's what I play. And I'm glad you're liking it. But thanks for getting in touch. I really appreciate that. It's a really lovely thing to say. Now, this next track, I don't know if you saw Graham Norton on Friday night. He had, well, what can only be described as a stellar lineup on that couch. He had, who was it? Julia Roberts. He had Tom Hanks. He had Timothy Chalamet. And he also had this next lady, Cher, who has released a Christmas album, her first Christmas album. I think she said it's something like her 42nd album or something like that. But she's released this as the lead single from the album. And it's, well, it's got Sher written all over it, quite frankly, but it's a bit of an earworm. I thought I'd play it for you now. This is called DJ Player Christmas Song.
Or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Go Spice Girls there, Wasting My Time, which was an album track from their album Forever, and I love that song, brilliant. I just want to give a shout out to, last night I was really fortunate to attend a celebration evening. It was the prize presentation evening for the Tiptoe Stage School, who are based in Thurrock, and they're one of the longest serving stage schools in the area, and it was a glorious evening. It was really amazing to see the pupils there you know, get recognised. But more importantly, it was really amazing to see that I think young people get a real bad reputation, don't they, in this day and age. Everything's aimed at younger people, social media, the pressures and the challenges of that. And, you know, everyone, there seems to be a narrative about young people, you know, that is less than encouraging. And I just saw last night camaraderie and friendships and hard work being celebrated, and I think that's amazing. So all credit to the teachers involved, led by the wonderful Julie, in that area. So just well done. It was an inspiring evening seeing those people. So congratulations to everybody who was recognised, and everybody that's also just flying under the radar but enjoying themselves and learning and just building skills and building confidence. It was a wonderful evening, so congratulations, and looking forward to what the next year ahead offers you. This is the Benny Anderson Orchestra, and I love this. This is Story of a Heart. You couldn't get any more ABBA if you tried, which is no bad thing. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. This is the Weekend Wind-Up.
It must have been him, just a glimpse of a face in the crowd. That's all it takes. My heart is racing. I stand in a trance as I stare at the back of a bus. I can't stop thinking about us. The story of a heart, a story your love is mine. And you took it from me every glorious time. I was safe and warm, and now I'm out in the cold. And I know I shouldn't have told my story. Story of a heart, I laid myself open wide. Yet you leave the pages where the
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, ladies, travel from me. And just remind you, there's a few problem areas at the moment. So the M25, this is from junction 29 to 28. So going northbound, that's away from Lakeside Thurrock Shopping Centre. There was an earlier problem on the M25. Traffic was being held. It looks like it's now cleared and traffic is starting to move again, but it's very, very heavy and congested there at the moment. So if you can avoid that stretch of road, if at all possible, I would suggest doing so. On junction 29, the Brook Street roundabout, which is the Brentwood turn off, that's heavily congested at the moment as well. The whole roundabout looks quite gridlocked, and the slip road from the M25 onto the Brook Street roundabout going towards Lakeside Thurrock is busy as well. A12, there are problems as you come up to Brentwood from Chelmsford. Traffic is moving, it just seems a bit slower than usual. A13 and A127 look okay at the moment. Slip road on the 127 as you come off at junction 29 seems as though there's a bit of heavy traffic there, but nothing major. Now, as you know, there is industrial action this week on train lines, meaning services are affected. C2C are running a limited service all week, and on Tuesday there are no trains whatsoever on C2C into Fenchurch Street. So do check with those providers if you are needing to use the service this week. Greater Anglia Network is affected as well. We're not sure yet what days they're not going to be operating, but there is a reduced service being announced as well. London Underground, today we have problems on the following lines: Central Line, the Circle Line, and also the Northern Line. All other lines are working okay at the moment, including the Docklands Light Railway. So all in all, not too bad, but do check with those travel providers before heading out. Keeping a festive theme going, I haven't heard this all year. I thought I'd play it for you today.
Don't stop without me. No one.
that voice, honestly, Gladys Knight, of course, and the Pips. Well, neither one of us wants us first to say goodbye. To take you to church, that voice is just something, isn't it? Honestly, I love that track. I thought I'd play it for you today. It's just got something really, really special about it. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, I just want to remind you, coming up after me at 4 today, we've got the arts programme. Claire and Natalie will be in, looking at the best in local and national arts scene. A great show. Make sure you stay tuned. They'll be with you from 4 till 6 today. And at 6, Nige will be in with Stepping Out, bringing in 2 hours of soul funk and disco tunes. And tonight he's going to be talking to Rob Hissey and Ted Lawler about the Manifestation app, which is an app designed to aid mental health. Nige's in all the way till 8 o'clock tonight. Well, at 8 o'clock, we've got great 80s music and memories from the 1980s, presented by Xanthi, and she's on from 8 till 10. And at 10, the playlist, uninterrupted recent chart hits, all the way through to midnight, when we get back-to-back music throughout the night, until the breakfast show tomorrow morning with Mike. So, something for everybody there. But if you do want to check us out, go on to our website, which is www.phoenixfm.com, and you can see the schedule, see who's on when, check out our profiles. If you want to see our photos, you can. We're all on there, and it'd be great to have your company. So check us out.
Like a circle made of At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Weather the storm. It's Christmas time. You can't beat a bit of Cliff, can you, at Christmas? I want to give a big shout out to one of our presenters. He's before me on a Saturday, Keith Ball. Keith's in hospital at the moment, not very well, and we're sending him our best regards from everyone at Phoenix. And I know Keith is a massive fan of this next gentleman, so I thought I'd play this for you.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song. That field of corn, would never see a plow. That field of corn, would be deserted now. A man is born but he's no good no how without a song. I've got my troubles and woe, but sure as I know that Jordan will roll, I'll get along as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. Makes the rain to fall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a
night, another fight, tears we cried a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Coldplay there with Christmas Lights. Right, one more for me before I hand over the reins to the guys. Natalie and Claire are here raring to go, so make sure you keep them company. So thanks for your company this week. Standing in for Vicky. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I will see you next Saturday if you're tuning in for the weekend wind up. You take care.
You know you can call me if you need someone. Up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.